An example of this would be, if we went and looked at some very old rocks over on the East Coast, over along the Appalachian Mountains, and if we were to walk from New York towards the Great Lakes, we would walk through a band of conglomerate, followed by a band of sandstone, and then shale, and then limestone. And as we walk from New York to the Great Lakes, we're going to see this transition that's telling us over where the conglomerate is, that's where there used to be something tall, like a mountain range, that was broken down and made that conglomerate. And then as we move west into the limestone, that's where there used to be an ocean. And even though today that's not at all what North America looks like, we can say back in the past that that's what that part of North America looked like, just looking at how these different sedimentary rocks are related to one another. So when we look at sedimentary rocks, to wrap up all these different pieces of data that I just threw at you, we're looking at the story of the breakdown of something into pieces and then the gluing back together of those pieces. And that process is going to give us information about the environments that used to exist in a particular area at a particular time. Fossils are going to help us to figure out how old those rocks are and what kind of environment there was. For example, you wouldn't expect to see alligators running around in polar regions. So, if you were to find an alligator skeleton preserved in rocks at the North Pole, you need to think about, how did we end up with a tropical creature all the way up here? And the sediments around that alligator skeleton are going to tell you a little bit of that story too. So, contrary to igneous rocks, which are cooling and crystallizing, some people think of them as the beginning of our rock cycle, now we've taken our existing rocks and we've put them through this change. We've broken them down and stuck them back together again, but we've recorded an amazing story as we went through that process. And that's how sedimentary rocks tell us about the history of our planet.
This ends Lecture 3.